I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 7th. There were 7 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 54 active cases. City's positivity rate at 2.5%. Quincy is in the yellow category. On the risk assessment map, there have been 153 deaths. More than 250 Stop and Shop pharmacy locations across the Northeast, including Massachusetts, are now accepting COVID-19 vaccine walk-ins. Customers can walk in to receive either the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine at any participating grocery locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. Here in Quincy, the Newport Avenue store is providing the Moderna vaccine. The Southern Artery store is providing the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In December, Stop & Shop announced a partnership with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to be among the first COVID-19 vaccine providers. Customers can still schedule a vaccine appointment on Stop & Shop's website. CVS announced that it is now offering walk-in COVID-19 vaccines at pharmacies across the country, including 389 locations in Massachusetts. Walmart and Sam's Club are also offering walk-in COVID-19 vaccines in their more than 5,100 pharmacy locations nationwide. 11 Quincy residents have taken out nomination papers to seek municipal office in this fall's election. As of the end of the day yesterday, all 9 seats on the city council will be up for grabs this year, along with 3 of the 6 seats on the school committee. There is no mayoral election this year in Quincy. 6 of the residents have pulled papers to run for school committee, including incumbents Doug Guttrow, Emily Lebo, and Courtney Pertios. Joining them are political newcomers Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, Liberty Schaff, and Elizabeth Speakman. The other 5 residents have pulled papers to run for city council, including incumbents Noel DeBona, Ian Kane, Charles Phelan, and William Harris. And Steve Pertios pulled papers to run for the Ward 2 council seat. The deadline to return papers is July 27th. If necessary, a preliminary election will be held on September 14th, the final election on November 2nd. Residents of Quincy Housing Authority developments are eligible to take courses at Quincy College thanks to federal grant money. The city awarded over $430,000 in CDBG funds to the college to help provide educational programs to people who've been most impacted by the pandemic. Recently, 48 Housing Authority residents signed up for credit and non-credit classes when Quincy College held an open house at the Housing Authority's Support Services Educational Facility in Germantown. The initiative provides financial support to those who've experienced job loss due to the COVID-19 pandemic or are eligible due to financial hardship. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro praised the program, saying it is at the heart of the mission of Quincy College. Enrollment in the program remains open, and anyone interested should contact Quincy College. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says their recent Stop the Stigma virtual 5K road race raised over $75,000 for their New Directions Counseling Center, breaking their fundraising goal. The 47th annual event was held virtually for the 2nd year in a row due to the pandemic, but Interfaith says the participation was overwhelming, with over 400 people taking part in the event. Interfaith says the funds raised will provide over 2,500 counseling sessions for people who could not afford mental health therapy. Interfaith says in addition to providing the counseling, the event helps to stop the stigma around treatment for mental health issues, which they say helps save lives. A Marshfield man was released on personal recognizance over the weekend and is due to be arraigned on a slew of charges after a traffic stop uncovered drugs, alcohol, and an illegal gun. A trooper pulled Andrew Liberty over on Route 3 in Weymouth last Saturday night after the officer said he abruptly changed lanes and nearly struck his cruiser. While speaking with Liberty, the officer said he noticed an open bottle of alcohol, a syringe, and a leather vest with Outlaw Motorcycle Club insignia sitting on the passenger side floor. The trooper ran his license plates and discovered they were registered to a Nissan, not Liberty's Cadillac. He was ordered out of the car. The officer conducted a pat and frisk and discovered a folding knife and a loaded Taurus 38 special handgun that Liberty does not have a license to carry. During the frisk, the trooper said he became hostile and tried to reach for the gun tucked in his waistband. He was brought to the ground without incident and is due to be arraigned in Quincy District Court on a number of charges, including illegal possession of a firearm, attaching wrong license plates, disorderly conduct. After initially announcing that students would not be able to bring any guests to commencement ceremonies, Boston College has reversed course. Undergraduate students will now be allowed 2 guests at this month's events. Undergraduate ceremonies are scheduled for May 24th at Alumni Stadium with a baccalaureate mass the day before. Graduate students will be able to invite 1 guest apiece to their commencement festivities. All guests must wear masks, follow social distancing guidelines, and register to complete a health checkup on the BC Check app. The college previously said it could not allow guests because capacity at Alumni Stadium was limited to 12%. Boston College made the changes after Governor Baker announced that the state's expanding capacity at outdoor venues to 25% starting on May 10th. Doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston say they're seeing an uptick in babies born during the pandemic. It is a stark contrast from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that shows a 4% decline in the U.S. birth rate in 2020. As for what's ahead for the rest of the year, Brigham is preparing for a busy baby summer. Some experts say that reasoning and financial instability may have prevented some from growing their families during the pandemic, but it seems there is a Boston baby boom on the horizon. On average, there are about 110 to 120 deliveries a week at Brigham and Women's, and they're projecting over the summer close to 150 per week. State Department of Public Health reporting an additional 1,004 confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday. That brings the statewide total to almost 651,000 since the start of the pandemic. State health officials also added 5 confirmed COVID-19-related deaths to the state's total, which is now 17,311. So far, about 7.76 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been shipped to Massachusetts, and more than 6.5 million have been administered. So far, about 2.7 million people in the state are fully vaccinated. In the weekly report, 13 communities are in the red high-risk zone, down from 26 last week. An estimated 20,500 cases are active across the state. With the virus cases surging to record levels, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is facing growing pressure to impose a harsh nationwide lockdown amid a debate whether restrictions imposed by individual states are enough. Many medical experts, opposition leaders, and some of the Supreme Court judges have suggested that the lockdown seems to be the only option with the virus raging in cities and towns, where hospitals are forced to turn patients away while relatives scramble to find oxygen. Crematoriums and burial grounds are struggling to handle the dead. Today, India recorded a new record, over 414,000 confirmed cases in the past 24 hours. Its tally has risen to more than 21.4 million since the pandemic began. The health ministry also reported an additional 3,900 deaths, bringing that total to over 234,000. Experts believe both figures are an undercount. With a badly aging bridge as his backdrop, President Biden stood in reliably Republican Louisiana yesterday to pressure GOP lawmakers to support his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. and yet express a willingness to compromise on the corporate tax hike that he's recommending to pay the cost. Biden leaned into the stagecraft of the presidency by choosing to speak in the city of Lake Charles, which has been battered by historic storms and is home to a 70-year-old bridge that is two decades past its designed lifespan. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow rose 318, the NASDAQ up 50, the S&P added 34. Global shares mostly higher, tracking a rally on Wall Street as investors awaited the release of jobs data. The dollar was lower, the euro rose, oil at over $64 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Detroit 12-9. They're in Baltimore tonight at 7:05. Bruins shut out the Rangers 4-0. Series continues tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Garden. Celtics are in Chicago tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 44. An afternoon shower possible tomorrow, high 53. Becoming cloudy on Sunday, the high of 65 degrees. Monday, cooler with some rain and a high 57. The boater waves about 2 feet and a light easterly wind. High tide at 9:20 a.m. Sunrise at 5:31, set at 7:49. So again, partly sunny today. Temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, May 7th.